In this research, we interviewed victims, survivors, eyewitnesses, and family members in two different locations in Tigray region of Ethiopia. These crimes, that are crimes under international law, has happened before the cessation of the hostilities agreement, as the peace talk was happening in Pretoria, South Africa, and up to 3 months after the signing of the peace deal. We have found evidence that women were subjected to rape, gang rape, and sexual slavery in one of the locations, Kokob Sabaha. And also we found out evidence that they were also denied of getting access to comprehensive medical care, including emergency post-rape care. We also found out that Eritrean soldiers extrajudicially executed civilians in both Mariam Shewito and Kokob Sabaha. We have a feeling that these crimes might still be ongoing in parts of Tigray region that are still under Eritrean Defense Forces control.
So what time did you conduct this report? Did you travel there to the Tigray region? And because as you mentioned, there was an agreement now, a peace agreement underway. So what period did you cover?
The period is from October 2022, end of October, to be specific, since the 25th of October up until end of January, to be specific again, until the 19th of January. This is the time frame we covered.
Is it possible that these crimes you mentioned no longer exist or they are still going on?
Well, that is the narrative that we should tackle. This peace agreement or the cessation of hostilities agreement happened in November 2022. That is a few months ago. And I mean, as a result of this peace deal, we have seen a significant development in terms of an end to active fighting in the region, a relatively better flow of humanitarian goods and services and other, you know, basic services for civilians living in Tigray. However, as we demonstrated in the research, this peace deal is not necessarily an end to the gross human rights violations in Tigray. Violations persisted, and we're saying this with an overwhelming amount of evidence.
Did you share this or make any contact with the Ethiopian government in terms of the findings of your study?
Yes, so that is mandatory practice within AI, within Amnesty International, and we shared our findings 2 weeks before the report was published with both the Eritrean and the Ethiopian government officials. We have not received any responses.
What do you hope to come out of this report?
We believe that without a proper justice and accountability efforts in Ethiopia, human rights violations are going to reoccur and resurface. And I think that is where our worry comes. But looking at the larger picture, if the international community decides to, you know, let Ethiopia and Eritrean government get away with these huge crimes, if there is no accountability, this will reemerge and reoccur, and we have no guarantee of non-recurrence. So to achieve that, one of the steps towards justice and accountability should be renewing the mandate of ICHREE. ICHREE is an independent investigative commission appointed by the United Nations Human Rights Council. Its mandate will expire in December. So we are calling for the UNHRC to renew the mandate of this investigative commission to continue its work in Tigray and broadly in Ethiopia.